Hi, everybody. This is Ron Amatron, and we're here tonight. And today is a wonderful day, which is Saturday. And the date is January 14, 2012. So we'll see how this day has been going for everybody. We have call-ins tonight if you want to call in. I'll probably go to the lightship maybe about a half an hour. So we'll just see what people can call in about. Maybe they've seen some things that are paranormal. You want to get on, Carrie?
Yes, hi. Welcome, everybody. The BBS is going to call Ron back, see if they can get a better line with him. So it is Saturday night, and as Ron said, we'll go to the lightship probably in about a half an hour. It's January 14th, 2012, and if you're listening to an archive, and we do go to the lightship, you won't actually be going. You'll get just peace energy coming through your computer on the radio archive, and for the rest of us listening live, we will go to the lightship. So tonight, in the first half hour or after we come back from the lightship, we would love to have callers. I was trying to type the numbers into the fast chat, but I'm not able to. If somebody would do that, that would be wonderful. We're on station 2, 888-429-5471.
I need Ron to hang up.
And, okay. Ron, if you haven't hung up, could you hang up? They're trying to dial you back. So just disconnect your line and they'll call you back. So line one for callers in a few minutes, 888-429-5471. And go down to line number three, which is area code 530. 513-66472. So let's see. We had the 4-hour pre-ascension preparation call today, which some of you will have been on. And then tomorrow, Sunday, begins the next, 3 Sundays in a row for the 8-hour intensive. So that's tomorrow, which is the 15th of January, and then the 22nd and the 29th. And those are the calls that start at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern. And you can be either on the call, the conference call, for the full 8 hours, or come and go absentee, or be completely. Okay, so sorry about that. Just bear with us while they get Ron on the line. I'm just typing something to him real quick here so that he knows what's happening. Having trouble getting you. So they're trying to call Ron back on a different line. So, yeah, so the 8-hour calls start up tomorrow morning. If you're not signed up yet, if you missed today's, that's fine. You can still sign up and get on for those three. And then on Monday, the 5:30 conference call, the 1-hour one, the Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. Ron will be doing the decloning call on Monday, 5:30. 5:30 to, he usually goes over an hour, actually, 5:30 to 7 usually on that call. It's $20. If you haven't been on that, maybe we'll talk about that when Ron gets back. And then the new decoding call that Ron is having on Tuesdays at the same time, 5:30 Pacific, 8:30 Eastern. He's taking cords off us now for, I think, through the rest of this month. So 1-hour call on Tuesday, and he's starting on the top of our head and working down our body, taking cords off. I know for me, the effect that I felt from that was I had considerably, noticeably more energy on Wednesday than I have had for a while, and I can only assume it's from that. Quite a lot of people were on that call, as I remember, last Tuesday, so you can sign up for that on the website, creationlightship.com. I know there's a little thing at the top there now to get on that call. And then Wednesday, the usual 1-hour call for water charging, and Friday, the usual up on the lightship healing hour. So, Ron, are you back with us? Nope, maybe not. Oh, you are. Okay, are you there?
Hello, Karen.
Okay, I can hear you. It sounds kind of metallic to me, but maybe it's okay for everybody else. If you guys could, somebody could type in and say how the audio is. So, Ron, I was just reminding everybody about the 8-hour calls coming up starting tomorrow, and then the Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, and the new Tuesday decoding call. So,
yep.
Let's see. Just trying to see if we have any questions yet. Okay, Luca is asking about the 8-hour calls. Are the 8-hour and 4-hour intensive healings clone removals as strong for the absentee person as for those who participate on the calls?
Yeah, it'd be the same thing, yes. But there shouldn't be any difference on it. Some people might be a little sensitive at times, and they might feel the energy, but typically it'll be the same thing, whether you feel it or not.
Okay.
So it's identical. Some people like to be on the call so they know what's happening and they can feel the energy. I have people call me up letting me know that, yeah, they're on the call absentee and they can feel things happening maybe every hour, and they had the validation that things were changing with them. So, yeah, it does happen that way.
Okay.
Just as well as if you do it, on the call itself.
So for Luca, if Luca did it and did it absentee, because I'm imagining he's going to be asleep because he lives in Europe, how would that work with him being sound asleep, Ron?
Yeah, it'll work fine. A lot of times the healings do work for people on an absentee basis too when they're sleeping. And even people that maybe need to do some processing to get rid of the energy in their body because their body's more relaxed when you're sleeping. So for a lot of people, the healings could even work even more so when they're sleeping. So that's good, too.
Okay. And then I'm also thinking maybe if Luca had a physical issue that he was interested in getting a decloning on, Luca, you could send that to the clsquestions@yahoo.com address if you would like, and Ron can possibly add that to his list of body parts that... organs and so forth that you declone. Would that work okay, Ron?
Yes, that would work fine. Uh-huh.
Okay. All right. So, New is asking for some timeline crashes if you are up to doing that tonight, Ron. Deceitfulness and arrogance are the two things being requested.
Hmm. Deceitfulness, huh? Well, okay. What's a timeline crash on that?
Yeah.
Okay, everybody, here we go. So, one. Oh, well, I'm yawning right off the bat. Two. Not good. Three.
Me too.
Four. Five. Six. Seven. Eight. Nine. And ten. One. Two. Three. Oh, and four. Five. Six. Seven. 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, that was your seat. What was the next one?
Arrogance. Arrogance.
Arrogance. Okay. Okay, here we go, everybody. One. Oh, man. Two. Three. Four. Five. Six. Seven. Eight. Nine and ten. One. Two. Three. Four. Five. Six. Seven. Eight. Nine and ten. One. Two. Three. Four. Five. Oh, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. Well, wow. Well, you got the wind knocked out of me on that one.
Yeah.
Okay, so who's next?
Okay, Mika is next. Mika is asking if you could distinguish between three different clearings, Ron. What's the difference between these three? The curses, hexes, and spells for your, I guess, your lifetime. It says personal here. And then the curses for the seven generational version of the clearing, and then the dark side practitioner. So what are the differences in uses and results for those?
Basically, they're both very similar. If you know somebody that's messing with your energy system, then that would be a dark side practitioner. Or like maybe an organization of people or anything like that. The other one is just if you don't know who it is or what it is, but you see being messed with, and that would be the other one. So they're both very similar. It's hard to, I guess the one is for people that you know, and the one is for other stuff that's happening to you. And that's kind of the way it's set in place. So if you know something about somebody who is doing something, then do the dark side practitioner. If you don't have a clue, then do the other one. Now, the curses one, what that one does is that can go into, you know, your past generations. And so your whole family line could have been cursed. So that's kind of what that's for. So, but they're both very, very similar. And I don't know if anybody out there has tried either one of them. Maybe we can get a call in if somebody has tried them and what the differences were to them. That might be a very good thing to do. Yeah, somebody connect with us here to see. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay. New is asking what the phone number is for the Tuesday clearing, and that once you sign up for that on the on the website, New, you'll get the number sent to you, emailed to you to get in to the call. Liz is saying, a couple of people are saying the audio is a bit choppy, but they're able to hear you, I think, Ron, it looks like. Cindy's having trouble listening over the phone line, so hopefully you're on the line, the Station 2 phone number. Looks like, it looks like someone typed in the code for that, so hopefully you're on.
What I'll try is just disconnecting my computer here. I'll just turn that off, and we'll see what that does. Okay, Carrie, maybe that might be a clue. So I'll just turn this off, and we'll just see if maybe it's going to change here. I don't know.
Okay.
Okay.
So if anyone can type in the next couple of minutes and let Ron know if, or let me know, because you won't be able to read the post chat now, Ron, if it sounds any different. And if not, we can turn it back on again, Ron. So,
I was probably BBS, I think. Beating your line. So, let's see.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm still getting it. Let's do a clearing for emotional energy. So, one, just to think of an emotional situation that you encountered. Two, three, four, boy, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay. And we can do a timeline crash. Let's do one for, let's see here.
Audio problems.
Anxiety. Let's do anxiety.
Okay.
Anxiety timeline. Here we go. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And another timeline, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, 9, and 10. Another timeline crash or anxiety. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, back to you, Marie.
All right. Liz is saying, I think I may have that octopus implant, or perhaps she means octopus, or maybe she does mean implant, because I know you were releasing implants from somebody, I think, on the Q&A last night, or maybe it was the show, but I may have that octopus implant coiled up my spine and down my right leg. So I don't know if you want to do a sample octopus release, Ron. This is, of course, what happens on Ron's eight-hour intensive calls. A lot of this alien parasitic alien life forms get removed. So do you want to do anything with that, Ron?
Yeah, I'll do a sample. You can also do this for the a weekly or monthly website healing, which is the alien attack removal. So this is on there too. You could do this there, but I'll do one sample for you. I don't know if I can get it out all the way there. I can give you a little relief maybe, but there's a whole bunch of them in there that I'm perceiving, so getting out one isn't really going to be that beneficial, but here we go. Taking out first tentacle, second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth, fifth, and eighth. And we'll get the body out now. Here we go. And remember, on the website, too, we have the poisons, waste products and poisons from these things. So that one I don't always talk about, but that's a very good clearing to get stuff out of you. So here we go. Get rid of the poison. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And waste products, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And the dead carcasses, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Okay, Carrie, how's the audio when you type in there? Is it any different than what it was?
I am not seeing anybody. Let me just go back one page on the fast chat. I'm jumping around here to find questions a little bit. I don't think I'm seeing any new reports. You sound exactly the same to me with your computer on or off. So if you want to turn it back on, I think it's okay. Unless I'll wait a minute, or you wait a minute before you turn it back on. And if anybody has noticed the audio became improved after Ron turned his computer off, type it in and we'll leave it off. But otherwise, I think you can turn it back on. So we'll wait a moment for that. Luca, in the meantime, is asking what the difference is between the all-alien parallel lifetime clearing and the timeline crashing clearing.
Okay, the all-parallel one, that allows you to take any clearing that you've had so far and be able to go into parallel lifetimes with them. So
right.
All the clearings on the website was typically designed for this timeline, right here, right now. And because of the aliens doing, the past life stuff and everything else and future timelines, we put the all alien on there so that you're able to now take your original clearing or clearings that you've had and go in and get them done through the different other energies there, with the parallel future and past timelines, I believe. So that's what that's for. So it's just another clearing to enhance what you've already had to cover everything. So that's why we have it. So I think clearing on the website will work with this one. There could be an exception naturally, but I'm sure that all work because it brings you into the past and the present. So that's why it's so good, and it's a one-time charge for that. You can just go in and enter your particular healing that you have and, make it much stronger for you. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay, and then of course the timeline crashing, that gets rid of the timelines altogether that we're living these parallel lives on, right?
Yeah, that's correct, yeah.
Okay, so that would be the difference. Fixing ourselves on timelines versus getting rid of timelines.
Yeah,
that we're living.
Don't want to get on one, yeah. You only want to be on the one that you're on.
Right. So, going back, relating back to Mika's question about the curses, spells, and hexes clearing, Kathy's just mentioning that she has been doing that clearing, and she says it feels like a clearing of ancient history of bad vibes and bad luck being cleared away that was inherited or given to her over time. And Mika's asking how many times she ran that one. And Kathy is mentioning that she had asked you, Ron, about it on the Q&A a couple of weeks ago. I think she'd done it 3 times at that point, and you suggested that she do it about 10 times. And I think that was the, maybe you want to type in, Kathy, I think that was the one for this lifetime that you were doing, not the generational one, but I could be wrong. So maybe you want to type that in so Mika can get a sense of how you've been working with that clearing. So let's have a look. Okay, so Kathy's saying that your audio does sound a bit better with your computer off, so I guess better leave it off for now, Ron. So next question is from New, and New is wondering, is there an object to be removed in their left hip?
Well, we'll see here. Here we go. So everybody check out your hips. And we'll just see what happens. Here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. I'll do a couple more here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Boy. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, we'll do both sides now. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. So we'll see how this works out for everybody. You might want to get up and walk around and just see how you're doing.
Okay, thank you, Ron. So Kathy's mentioning that the curses, hexes, and spells was the whole lifetime clearing for this lifetime that she ran 10 times. And and probably cleared everything out. Do you want to take a peek at that, Ron? Because I know Kathy's been dealing with this pretty heavy duty, and you were telling her to do more.
Okay, so let me see here. Yeah, Kathy, you may want to do a couple more of those, play it safe.
Wow.
You know, so, yeah, these things can be rough. Only because they can come in maybe through the back door or have time-controlled energy beneath us. So it gets to be very different. Okay, Carrie?
All right, okay. So next question is, let's see, where did it go? I just saw one. Oh, yeah. Is it possible to crash, and I guess that means timeline crash, for a crazy family? Will that work if we have crazy people in our family? Can we do timeline crashes and I guess, type in my crazy family?
I don't think that would relate to much. You want to get a situation, you know, about that. So, you know, you
so
want to type in.
Pick how you feel about it.
They want to type in an emotional feeling that you have about that. Remember, your timeline crashing for yourself on this here. And that's kind of how that works. You know, if you wanted to dedicate, you know, by maybe buying a timeline or maybe your brother or sister, one person, and then did that along with yours at the same time, putting up two different screens, you could probably do them that way. But the timeline crash is just mainly for you to change the people on your timeline. Now, if you're crazy and they're crazy on the same timeline, then that will definitely affect them. But typically, it's designed for you. Remember, you can't save the world, okay? All you can do is save yourself. And you have to kind of think of, you know, like if you're on an airplane and for some reason it crashed in the ocean, you know, you want to save yourself before you save other people. So that's kind of the way that would be, you know, because the only one that really counts is you. And I'm sure that there's people who are heroic where the dark side comes in and uses a person to, you know, be a hero. Maybe they might get killed in the process. That's just the dark side typically coming into somebody, talking to them inside of their head, and them to do something. So I don't want to step on anybody's toes here, but basically your life that you have is very precious to you. And that's why you have to look at life in general, is that you come first. And that's why the timelines that you're doing, you shouldn't waste your time on other people. Just do it for yourself. And this is true with most clearings, you know, unless you wanted to do an emotional one for somebody. But always put yourself first. Back to you, Carrie.
Okay. Quite a bit of talk about hips going on. People saying that the work that you did on the left hip there helped. Somebody else was saying that, too. Kathy's noting that you helped with her hip, too. I think that was yesterday. And let's have a look. Michael's wondering, well, we get this question quite a lot, Ron. I know you're used to hearing it. Why is there only one CLS crew down here? I guess meaning you, one person coming as one light being coming and having a human life here. Why is there only one, and can we get more?
I doubt if you're going to get more. The last one that was here that was awakened was Princess Anna. And so she does come in some of these BBS programs. And the males also come in, and other light beings. So just needs to be one. Michael, you listened, and you got on.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody else lost in the Viento, you know. So plus you have to realize that Jin is so strong here that, you know, the people would have to actually have somebody show up, like maybe the Christians, have Jesus pop in, how he looked, at least the pictures, you know, of him, wearing, you know, maybe a white gown, you know, you know, looking the way people think he looked. And, you know, with that, they may believe him. If not, they may think, you know, they didn't. There's a person that I think he's still living in Mount Shasta. And he looks almost like a dead ringer of Tremaine. And I'm not saying that he is or was or anything else, you know, Saint Tremaine. But when he went to the IM Temple, which is what you call it here in Mount Shasta, which is the IM religion, and they worship Saint Tremaine, he went in there, and for what I understand, I could be wrong, but what I understood is that they kind of like booting him out the door. So, but anyway, when he dresses up, he wears white, and I don't know what his real name is, but I've seen him a couple times in passing, and he does look like Saint Germain, you know. So anyway, that's one of those things. So let's do another another hip thing. So we'll see. So if you had a hip problem and it's not completely gone, or you want to maybe make sure here, we'll do another clearing on timelines for your hip. And here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. But it really would be interesting if they, let's just kind of say that Jesus popped into a, what kind of church would that be? We'll just say a little simple small church, whatever that would be. We'll just say Christians for Jesus, right? We'll call it that. And all of a sudden, Jesus showed up to this one church, and maybe they only had 50 people go in there every Sunday. And all around them is all the main churches, right? Well, what would they, the churches that did not have Jesus come to that church, their own church, they'd feel that, boy, what did I do wrong here? Isn't our church better than the church next door to us or blocked away? You know, and just think of all the other churches, you know. So they'd probably invalidate that just talk to this little church of 50 people in a congregation. And naturally, because they have maybe 5,000 people in their church, they're just better than the church in another part of the town may only have 500 members. So you have to look at that. So what would people do if Jesus did pop up in a church? And what if he happened to go to a church, such a Christian church, down south, we'll say, and he appeared to be black, and he came in there? Well, I don't think all the white people would like that, because they know him as being white. So it gets to be very interesting, you know, how that, so it's why the light ship is the way it is, and you have to connect, and the only thing that we have here is to your heart. That's the teachings of Jesus. Stay within, and don't go outside of yourself. It's very, very simple. Kingdom is within, and that says it all. Just one book, one page, in that one book that you have, will say go within. So, Terry, we'll go to the light ship maybe in about 5 minutes. We'll see if we can get a caller if possible. So, anybody out there?
Okay, so line 1-888-429-5471, and if that's busy, which it isn't right now, line 3-5, area code 530-513-6472. So let's have one call before we go to the light ship. That's what they do on the radio programs when they're doing fun drives. We need 10 callers, and then we'll go back to programming, they say.
That's good, yeah.
We need one call, and then we'll go to the light ship.
Larry and Kent, you always call in. we'll let somebody else take her. We'd like to have someone else in. So I know you would call for sure.
That's right.
Pretty nice, yep.
Absolutely. Seems like a lot of people have been having strange dreams today, Ron, today and maybe last night. Mika says he was dreaming about zombies last night. Freedom said, I dreamt I was in Paris and had a lot of anger today. And what did Liz say? I've lost it. It's gone on another page. But Liz said something about, where was it? Oh, gosh, it's scrolled back a few pages. But it was, I slept a lot today. Weird dreams. Maybe need some energy. So I don't know. People are having a lot of dream stuff going on. So timeline crash, guys. That's good for that. Timeline crash your dreams. I don't always remember to do that myself, but it is good if you do. There's a little box on just the regular timeline crash clearing where you can put in your dreams. So where's our caller? 888-429-5471. Ray is asking, could a family have a homophobic curse put on them so they are afraid to talk to one another?
I would assume they could do anything like that, yeah. Just to make it interesting here, I got this little clock and I'm actually time on it, right? That's why you'd have a clock. And this one happens to have it set up, or I guess the weather, you know. So it's a what do you call it? Atomic clock or something. So I'm wondering, well, this clock knows what time it is automatically. Turn it on and push a few buttons, which I didn't do too well, so I had Angela do it. Anyway, she got it in the right sync, you know. And I was really confused because I was on the call today, looking at my computer, and it says one time. Now my atomic clock is faster than my computer.
Oh.
Now I don't know, problem or not. It was like 10 minutes difference on it, so I'm like to my head here.
Ten minutes.
And the computer I think runs on the internet, you know, at the time. So, and it's a fairly new computer, so it should be okay, I think. But anyway. Going in a different direction here. So what if they have, since this clock is running on atomic time and it is transmitted the time, probably through, I'm guessing WWV, which is the time, I think it's Colorado Springs or something, and you can listen to that. It's, and they give you the hour and how many stuff. So, I don't know if we have a beep or not. Do we have a beep there?
I think we do, yes. Who's on the line?
Hi, this is Marcy.
Hi, Marcy. How you doing?
Oh, pretty good. You said you wanted someone to call in, so I thought I would.
Yeah, we sounded suitably desperate, I guess. Thank you.
I don't know. Can you do any kind of a healing for creating bacteria in someone's colon so they... I don't know, my stomach's been bothering me a lot lately. Is that something that can be done?
Well, boy. I don't know if we could try something. I know I gave you the codes for the jump start.
You sent it?
Yeah, that was sent about a week ago.
I didn't get it.
You never got it, huh? Yeah, I did send it to you. So, I'll probably check probably tomorrow and resend it to you, okay?
Oh, okay, so, that'd be great.
And so, that clearing may help that. Let me see here. Let's see what we can do. I don't know. Remember, it's difficult when you need something like that. It could even be, one of these alien critters and they're eating your bacteria. You never know. But here we go. Right. So let's... We can energize stuff here. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, we'll see what that does here.
Okay, thank you. Okay. I did get something that you sent like over a week ago that if I would have paid for it online, but I sent it in the mail and it came in the night, the money. So I sent $300.
Yeah, I sent it when you said you sent the money. So I'll have to check and see what's going on there. I'll just resend you what it is there. So.
Okay. Well, I sent money for three.
Just look in your emails maybe before, you know, maybe a week ago or so. Anyway, I'll check tomorrow. So anyway, here we go. Let's, anyway, the Thomas Clock thing, which really confused me because I thought that was right and my computer was off. I thought, well, maybe it's the computer. Could be something weird, but since we are having these the information being transmitted, and it is going through our body, because you know that your cell phone when it's in your pocket keeps time, okay? And with the atomic clock going on, that's going in the radio waves too around you. So I'll just kind of go on Paranormal Friday here. So what if they, whoever that would be out there, put something in you that would respond to the atomic clock. And maybe from there there's a program that gets activated. So anyway, that could be very real as you look at it because there is that the frequency of WWV. You could go into Google and check it out. And that's, I think, from Colorado Springs, I believe. And you can hear it ticking away at times, and they have an announcement on what time it is and stuff. And that's the official time that the United States goes by. So, from there, just wonder how that's working with us. Anyway, let's go to the light ship, everybody. Here we go. You can pick up your animals, pets, flower, tree, garden, plant. One, this only works live for the people listening live to the program. If not, you're going to feel peace energy. So bring up the light being on your monitor screen so at least you can benefit by this on an archive to feel peace. Here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, we're there. And the red room is what they're showing me. This is for detoxification. And here we go. You may feel your body getting warm. If really detoxified, you might actually start to sweat. I had that happen with people before. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, we're going to go into the gold room right now. And we're going to go into the gold waterfall room. We're going to go into the gold room that kind of like has fairy dust, we'll call it, okay? Golden little fairy dust floating around. And this is going to now go and attach to your cells of your body and actually goes through your whole body. So you know your energy changing a lot with the gold energy. And this is, you know, subatomic gold-looking little steps here. So here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And we'll go into a room. I'm kind of picking up people have anxiety, maybe. I don't know. Maybe the full moon a while back or something, or new moon, whatever it is. This looks full. I don't know what the difference is. So I'm not hooked into astrology or even studied anything like that. But I know when it's nice and big and bright, I think that's the full moon. So let's do a clearing for heartache. So here we go, heartache clearing. So if you wish, once you think about your first relationship that you had, most people have more than one, and a lot of times the first one is typically a crash and burn, we'll call it, scenario, probably especially for women, more than men, but here we go. So, one, releasing this energy from you, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 9, and 10, pretty heavy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Wow, this is heavy. Okay, first relationship we're still on. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. So then we're working with you on the light shift now for this particular situation here. This is blocked energy in your body. They won't be perceiving it typically as a judgment, just as, we'll say, some kind of blocked energy that you're dealing with. So let's go into another location, and we'll go into the room that has the big flowers. This is very beautiful. You know, they have big roses, like gigantic sunflowers, and, you know, they're just all different types, big pansies. So whatever's there, whatever's here, they can have there, but they're much, much larger. So a lot of the flowers can be like 10 foot in diameter. And the bumblebees are there, too. So here we go. The flower room energy, so stronger. Okay. Let's do a clearing now for our blood, okay? We did this today earlier with the amber blood on the call and working with the liver, so we'll do some blood clearing here. Working with your liver, here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Wow, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. We're going to the silver healing room, and this is where they have the silver waterfall. A ceiling, here it comes, stronger, and stronger. Okay, I don't have fast chat. Do you have a request, Carrie, that we can go into?
Oh, real quick.
And now we'll go into where the zebras are. So here's a zebra room. Request healing. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And we'll go to where the koala bears are. Here they come. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And the kangaroos. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And we haven't had the anteaters for quite a while. But they don't eat ants. So they look like an anteater. But they don't eat ants. So here we go. What's that? A non-anteater, I guess, huh? Here we go. Oh, here's these beans here. So stronger, stronger, hunger, stronger, hunger, stronger, 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 and stronger. And let's see. We'll go into the room that will give you better lubrication of your joints. So this one here, you should all feel pretty nice after this here. And you might want to just see how you're feeling. Move your maybe shoulders around or wrists or elbows, whatever. Kind of maybe like creaks off and on. Hopefully not too bad. And we'll see if we can get some lubrication in there for you. So I'll go into this room here. This is one of the specialized rooms on the light ship. That they're not all specialized. This one here is designed just for this here. So we're going in there. Here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, so let's, anything coming up, Carrie? We can do a couple of rooms for people. If not, we'll just come back from the light ship here.
There's a lot of comments about what you have been doing. I'm not seeing, I hope I'm not missing. Oh, is there a dolphin room, says Mika.
Yeah, there's a dolphin room. Want to see the dolphins?
Sure.
Okay, how about the pink ones?
Sounds good to me.
Okay, so here we go. My computer's crashing here, so crash and burn. So here we go.
Uh-oh.
I'll just shut it down here. Here we go. Dolphin energy. Pink dolphin. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And more of the pink dolphins. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, that feels pretty good to me. And you can put your hands in front of your body if you wish, all spacing outward, and just move them around a little bit, and you're actually going to be able to feel the dolphins. So there we go. And we'll go into one other room here before we come back. And since we're in the water, we'll go where the black whales are. So go into the black whale room. And it's a large ocean, clear water forever. And here comes the black whales. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and... Okay. So enjoy that. And we're now going to be coming back from the light ship. So our animals and pets, flower, tree, garden, plants that we brought up are now coming with us here. And we're coming back down, and I'll count to 5, and you're going to feel the energy in your room change a little bit. Here we go, coming down. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay, we're here, everybody. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay, thank you, Ron. And Darlin, I think, is a new listener and is asking, where does all this light and perfect harmony come from? Where are we?
Well, where are we? When you go to the light ship, you're completely 100% out of time, and you're in the now. This is the real now of light, and it's not the zero point that people talk about. That's on a timeline still. So you're in source energy. That's where I live. I live in source energy. I live here on this planet, but I'm not controlled by the energy, so that's why I can do all these healings. If I was brought in here through the standard galactic forces, Galactic Federation, like all of you have checked in through to come in here, you know, with that ticket, I would be trapped here like you people would be, and they would knock down a lot of my energy, if not all of it, so I couldn't do what I'm doing. But I'm connected right to the light ship because I bilocate all the time. So this is what you're feeling is source energy that's always with you, but we kind of forget what it's like, and the mind energy takes us over. So remember, when you're in your head, in thoughts, in the mind, that's the darkness-created energy that they gave you to basically sabotage you and to make you think that judging the light is more important than being in the light, because judgment is what the light does not have. So whatever you're doing when you're judging perfection. And then that makes it into duality. And then you live that duality programming, which is what's in your DNA. So you are in source energy on the light ship, and that's why you probably feel much better. And we'll do the mind-to-heart drop for everybody right now. And this you can do yourself whenever you choose to. If you do it a lot, maybe if you, four times a day for a week, you're probably going to need a day planner because you will probably lose track of time. Because we're all controlled by time. We have appointments that we have to do. We have a job. We have to eat at a certain time. So everything here is based in time. In source energy, there's such thing. The time brings you judgment, and time is how the aliens control you on timelines that you're living on, you know, thousands of them. At one particular point in time, you're living many timelines and other realities that you know nothing about. In source energy, you only have one particular life, and that's it. So here we go. Mind to heart drop. We count from 10 to 1 backwards. You can do it yourself. Stand it out loud with me if you like. And you have to command your spirit to connect your thoughts to drop your heart. And then you're going to be at peace. So peace energy is source energy. That's the only word that we have here that would describe what source energy would be like, which is peace. So here we go, dropping down. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Oh, boy. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. One more time. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Okay. So think of a negative thought, and it won't exist when you're in your heart with your spirit, and think of a positive thought, and it won't exist either. Both are judgment. It's both bad. So, Carrie, back to you.
Okay. Lots and lots of comments from people about what they saw and it felt and experienced. A lot of people, it looks like, seeing different colors and the different rooms that you were describing, Ron. Everybody seems to have had a really nice time this evening up on the light ship, so thank you for taking us. And Darlin is asking, how do they fix and operate on us with zero pain? So Darlin must have experienced some kind of surgery or something, I think, when we were just up there. Or seen.
Well, what they do is they look at who you are now. What you have, we'll say you are, what your function is. And then from there, when you're on the light ship, they rematerialize your spirit that is working down here at your body. So your spirit on the light ship is 100%. And you could only be maybe, say, 10% down here. the light ship, you're 100%. And on the light ship, you don't have these visible energetic bodies that is used to protect your body from psychic attacks here. And so your baggage stays here. Your body goes there. And your problems are caused by your baggage. So when they heal you on the light ship instantly, they bring up your spiritual blueprint. That would be imperfection, but that your spirit chose to do when it actually saw your physical body initially, which would be the genetics of your parents. And that's why your body, when you're a baby, typically will not have any judgments in it until you start to understand words and things. So at that point, that's kind of your original blueprint of your body, which is imperfection because it hasn't run anything through it yet, these mind program code. And when these coding energies get activated, that's what causes your problems. And eventually, on down the road, you know, you will die of these judgments. And they're all from your ancestors. But see, a baby doesn't know any of that. It doesn't know anything. It's just peace energy. And it may smile and laugh because, you know, it's having a good time here. It'd be nice to have everybody on the planet to be in that state, which you could be, if you didn't have the DNA that got activated. So this is what the light ship sees you as that particular energy, because nothing is activated yet. That's your spiritual blueprint, even though it could be corrupted a lot here, okay, when it gets activated. So it just takes that. And your spirit is what heals you. Since your spirit is 100%, it meshes right into your body, integrates with it perfectly, and you're healed on the light ship. That's if you ask for a healing. Remember, they're not going to go against your free will, free choice. So, you know, if you don't want to have one, they won't work with you. If you do, then they will. But it depends how well the healing is. Down here, you know, the process of having a perfect, miraculous healing on down and maybe having maybe nothing, we'll say, is how much judgment you have stored in you, how much you have taken on the belief systems, and they're really strong. And they're holding on to, you know, your body, keeping it from not working properly. So it's up to you to clear out these energetic bodies to allow healing to take place. Normally, you will get a healing of some sort. Even if you don't know that you have anything wrong with you, they'll work on that because maybe it's not activated yet. But aside from that, people who do the emotional healings will have a much better result on particular healings than somebody who has not. And the emotional whole lifetime clearing is what you want to start off with. So that's kind of how it works. You're out of time. Your blueprint is energized, which meets you, which formed you, kind of like a cake mix. And, you know, it's put together up there and down here. If you don't have any judgments or a lot of them hanging in with you, then you will probably have a wonderful healing. And it's hard to say. Some people come on the calls. They don't know anything about the light ship at all. No clearings whatsoever. They just tune in and they got a healing. And they go, wow, this is great. I remember working, one person came on the calls, I don't know, maybe 3 years ago, I'm guessing. And he was, the name I can't remember, but he kept mentioning that he was getting his back pain fixed. Well, he did get a perfect healing. He had no clearings from me at that time. This is before I had the website up doing clearings, I believe. But he was number two in the world here as one of these strongman people, where they, I guess they use the pole vaults and they throw those big, gigantic balls that maybe weigh, I don't know, 100 pounds or something, one of those He-Man things. And he emailed us, thank you, Ron, for the healing. I'm now elected to be a judge over in some foreign country. I forgot where it was, wherever they're going to have it that year, or maybe they always have it there, I don't know. And he had nothing done except for listening to the BBS program. So that was very unusual. And I wish he could have given me a $5 donation. It would have been very nice. So maybe he will. Who knows? But he was on a lot of pain medicine. What he said was like maybe 100 times stronger or something, morphine or 1,000 times. It was just an unbelievable amount of energy that he had coming into his body to get rid of the pain because he was like bedridden. So He must have got into BBS somehow and heard the program. And I think he's with us for probably about 6 months. So, back to you, Carrie.
Okay, well, I've got 2 minutes after the hour, but I just want to mention, it looks like Darlin is new to the show and quite a lot of questions, which obviously we all have when we first meet you, Ron. So, Darlin, if you check out Ron's website, creationlightship.com, Spirit has written it in there for us, for you, minus that hyphen, which is a typo there at the end of Lightship. So creationlightship.com. There are hundreds of archived PBS shows that you can listen to that'll start answering some of your questions and some drop down in the drop down boxes. Try some of the free healings. See what you see and feel on those. They're on the left in the navigation bar. Don't worry about all the gigantic lists that you'll find of all the other healings. We don't need all of them. They're just ones that have come up over time as Ron has met different people who have different issues that he's been able to develop clearings for. And then we'll be back on BBS on Monday at 4 p.m. Pacific, 7 Eastern, and then Wednesday, Friday, and Saturday every week at 7 Pacific, 10 Eastern for an hour show on each of those days. So hope we see you there. And, Ron, I think probably we should get off. It's about 4 minutes past the hour I have.
Okay, yeah, and you can also check out the Wikipedia section. That has some Q&A information on it, too. So, okay, everybody, I hope you had a wonderful evening. It's pretty heavy with that heartache clearing, but maybe you feel much better now. And we'll see you later. So blessings, everybody, and have a wonderful tomorrow, which is Sunday. We have our 8-hour call for alien parasitic life forms that are lurking and living inside of us that you cannot see. So just remember the movie Alien. That was one that you could see. And anyway, won't get into that. We'll leave on a pop note here. So, one of the hitchhikers, you know. So here we go. Get some peace energy for everybody. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 7, 8, 9 and 10, and stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, so blessings, everybody. Thank you, Carrie. See you later, everyone.
Thanks so much, Ron. Good night, everybody.